Miss Connection Wednesday on WIXX. It's where we put broken hearts, lonely hearts, hopefully back together again here on WIXX.
We met on Wednesday at a bar in Green Bay. We were by far some of the youngest people there. You told me about yourself and agreed to cut my hair the following day. When I went in to get my hair cut, I feel like you may have been dropping some hints for me to ask for your number.
Mm-hmm.
But being the idiot that I am, I didn't think about it till I was already halfway home. Hopefully you see this. Otherwise, we might have to push my next haircut up a few weeks.
Ha-ha! Comfort Suit Hotel. I went in hot tub, then went in pook. You followed me in both and got really close to me in the pool. I had dark blue shorts on and you and green shorts on. I hope you see this. I wanted to talk to you so bad, but was a chicken. Wanted to give you my number. You're so sexy and hot. If you get this, please get in touch with me. I want to hear from you.
I saw an angel walking down Dousman Street on Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah.
You were wearing a pink top and black pants. I got a sense of a beautiful soul radiating from within you.
I got a vision myself.
It touched my heart. Who are you? Please find this and drop me a line and tell me if I'm wrong. As though the person would write back.
Nope, I'm a real bleep bag. Beautiful soul? Pff, no, I'm a loser.
Well, it's been 13 years. I got to see you, the person I remember about the middle of June. I was so happy it was finally you. But we lost touch since then, and I've been trying everything to find you again. So I guess out of desperation, I'm posting a CL in hopes of maybe we can connect again. You know how to reach me, and I hope you do soon. You should be able to tell if this is you by the number 122919. Smiley face. Oh, wait, all numbers are always really fake. Miss you with all my heart.
Wow, there's a lot of capitals going on in that one.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
You are my girlfriend's friend.
Starts off well.
You've made gestures towards me that you're interested in hooking up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you would. I'm not sure if I would. But maybe if we're both feeling it, winky, send me an email with the kind of vehicle I drive in the subject line. We can go from there.
There you go.
Way to go, you jerk.
Outagamie County Fair, Strawberry Blonde.
There we go.
These are my favorite. I've first seen you in the armband line. You wear with your cousin. I think she was blonde. Then I seen you two over by the zipper. Then later in the beer tent, I just couldn't get the nerve to break the ice, and I'm totally bummed now. You were so hot in those high heel shoes. Please read this and get back to me. That would be so awesome.
question mark, awesome?
I think.
I love you, dummy.
By the way, you're listening to Miss Connection Wednesday on WIXX, brought to you by OptiVision, 1-800-20-HAPPY.
I love you. I always have and I always will. I don't know why we have so much trouble making it work, but all I do is know that I want to make it work. We have so much at stake. I want it all to work and us to stay together and to be a family. I love you and only want to be with you. Love you, poopy.
Be what? I'm sorry.
Poopy.
Poopy. Okay.
Oh, love you, poopy. That sounded like I'd get it myself, but I don't have thumbs. Metal chick. You were by Bay Beach in the parking lot dancing with two other men to some heavy metal.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a girl headbang like that. I needed to take a few seconds to watch. You saw me and stopped. I immediately left thinking you thought I was creepy. On my way to the Tilt-A-Whirl, I realized it was probably actually love and how stupid dumb I was for not seeing this. I went back to the spot you were at and you were gone. Probably with those two scumbags. If I still have a chance, please get back to me. I have black hair and a Homer Simpson tattoo on my forearm. This could be love.
He's got a Homer Simpson tattoo on his forearm?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
This could be love, Murphy.
Yes, it could.
You never know.
I'm sorry.
It's better than those scumbags.
It could be love, and then there are those who once had love or thought they had love.
Oh,
and
no.
Here we go.
Has since fallen.
All right.
Subject line, frowny face.
Uh-oh.
I never meant to break your heart. Mm-hmm. I know you think I lied, and that's fine. Better than you knowing the truth. Mm. I tried to tell you that I wasn't a good person. I tried. You wouldn't believe me.
Not everyone has good in them. If it's any constellation.
And yes, that's constellation.
I loved you and thought the world of you.
Yeah.
I know I ruined your life. You'll never admit to it, though. I know you had a rough time after her. You couldn't open up. I hope I didn't ruin that, too. I know your new beautiful woman makes you happier than I ever could. Don't worry, C. I won't come running back. I have nothing holding me back from you anymore. But I just won't do that to you again. I will never hurt you like that again. I will always love you. There's a reason I always said, more than you'll ever know. XOXOI.
Folksy.
All right, you got one more there? A good one?
Yes.
All right.
You work at Burger King in the drive-thru, and I asked for a drink holder thingy. I think we kind of had a thing for each other. What you think if you remember me and are interested to tell me what kind of vehicle I was driving?
How does someone who works in the drive-thru narrow down that one?
Well, that's a good thing I've only seen 96 today.
I remember you well.
Yeah. Of course. I asked you were the guy in the vehicle.
Oh, and you asked me for that drink holder thingy?
You know what? I always wonder about that. When you're working in the drive-thru, can you even actually determine what somebody's driving from a make and model standpoint? Because aren't you kind of seeing the window, the windshield, the door? I mean,
I don't know.
I would think that.
I, for one, have never worked a drive-thru.
I haven't either. But I'm guessing they don't, a lot of times, get to see the make and model of the vehicle that pulls up.
Right. Well, when you stick your whole head out there to give them their fries, I think you do.
Do you pay attention to that when you're doing that?
I would think you would.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think sometimes they're on the phone with the next guy.
Right.
Or next gal coming through the thing.
Well, no, usually these days it's two separate things.
Well, you don't have to stick your whole body out to hand them the food. Just reach your arm out the
window. Well, sorry. Does your whole body need to be out to see the vehicle? Oh, look, a vehicle passed by the window. But because my whole body isn't out, I can't see it.
Yeah, he's got just a tiny visual space.
Why does this keep you up at night?
I'm just saying, I'll bet you that people who work the drive-thru don't know what the vehicles are.
I bet you're right. Get color. Like, the guy was driving a silver something.
Right.
It was a car or an SUV.
Someone texting in, you can see them as they come around the corner.
Well, I suppose they have video and things like that maybe help, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're not hanging out the corner. Now the window looking at
leaning out on one elbow.
Who's coming now?
Okay, this is but time out. This is what I don't understand. If a car would drive up here right now, you wouldn't know what it was?
Yeah, but the window's
not
huge.
In a 2-foot by 2-foot drive-through window.
So if a car drove past that window right there, you wouldn't be able to tell the model and make of it?
If I saw the windshield? Maybe
you
not.
You see it drive. It drives completely past you. It's not like you get just to the windshield and stop.
I don't hang out the window
after.
Here's what I do when I hand them a burger. I hand them the burger. And then I go get my next order. I don't dive out the window to see what car it was.
But as they're... Time out.
Your burger.
As they're approaching,
nice
though.
Suburban. Yeah.
As they're approaching. Yeah. Oh, wait. How would you be able to know that? You can't see it.
I used to work at a drive-thru at a bank. Couldn't tell what kind of cars there were.
You Katie. Can see, man. You guys need to find other things to talk about.
Katie, stifle it. Yes. 754.
They definitely see. My car has been complimented a lot in drive-thrus. Are you talking about your car?
All right, that's Miss Connection Wednesday on this last day of July. Brought to you by Optivision. 1-800-20-HAPPY right here on WIX.